On a hot late summer afternoon, City Councilwoman Joanne Ryan walks through the Elmhurst neighborhood in Providence's Fifth Ward. Insects buzz in trees that line the streets. Green lawns lead up to stately Victorian homes and colonial cottages. The manicured campus of Providence College is just up the street.
It's become an attractive place, so it's the place where college students want to live.
On the outskirts of this picturesque neighborhood, landlords have aggressively bought up two- and three-family houses and rented them to college students. The houses have names like The Mansion, North Pole, and South Beach. And Ryan says the students in them party a lot.
It's the constant problem that is just gotten to a point where there aren't enough city resources.
Providence is dotted with colleges, but this neighborhood has become a mecca for disruptive students, says Ryan. And they're not all from Providence College. Students from Johnson & Wales, Rhode Island College, and Bryant University have moved in, too. Residents say there are parties every weekend without fail.
Hi, how are you? There's a neighbor. Come on.
Ryan stops to speak with her neighbor, Jackie Kinney, who, like most residents here, grew up in Elmhurst. Kinney describes one party nearby this past 4th of July.
There were kids that were throwing beer cans at the cars off of a third floor balcony. Yeah, it smashed right in front of my car, and I had beer all over my car, and I stopped and yelled at the kids, and they laughed.
It may be funny to students, but Kinney's not laughing, because those students are now moving into single-family homes on her block. She says residents live in fear each time a for sale sign pops up in the area. She points to a property about to hit the market just down the street.
Has it been looked at by the different landlords? Oh, yes, it has. And I'd be like, oh, my Lord, they could put 15 kids in that home. And there we go. It's a college dorm.
That's why she and other residents, championed by Ryan, are pushing for a new zoning ordinance that would limit the number of students renting a single-family house to just three. If passed, the ordinance wouldn't affect current leases, like the one a group of women from Johnson & Wales University signed for the Victorian cottage across the street from Kinney.
We met one of them. Very nice. Welcome to the neighborhood. This is a neighborhood, you know, Hope you respect us.
And most students may be respectful, but residents say it takes just a few to cause problems, and the number of students is growing. It hasn't always been this way. Elmhurst has long been a college neighborhood, but in the past it was mainly populated by professors and other school employees. Since the recession, the relative affordability of the area has made it an attractive spot for investors, who see an opportunity to capitalize on the need for student housing. On move-in day, Providence College is abuzz with activity. The surrounding streets are teeming with upperclassmen enjoying their last days of summer.
Would you classify PC as like a party school?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Really?
James is a PC junior who asked us not to use his last name. He says police do try to tamp down on partying. You can get slapped with a $500 fine, but that's only after the police get two calls of complaint.
So we get a free one right now. We may as well keep going until a free one.
And James has a way around the fine, too. For the party he's throwing tonight, he'll charge an entrance fee. If he can attract enough people, he and his roommates will make enough money to pay off the fine and then some.
So we're hoping in between 100, 150 kids, you know, 750, 200 bucks for beer, we'll make 550, you know? Yeah. 50 bucks each, that's not bad. For having a party and partying.
Two PC sophomores, Meredith Cooney and Kelsey McKenzie, say they don't think students here are any crazier than students anywhere else, but they recognize their partying probably isn't endearing them to residents.
I think some of the neighbors, like, might not like us, though.
Yeah.
Like, down the road.
But they say the ordinance limiting the number of students per house won't change the culture.
And I think if the city thinks that limiting the amount of people in a house is going to affect the parties, I don't think that's going to have any role.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Same people are going to have the parties regardless if they have an extra roommate or not.
Landlords are also fighting the ordinance. Bob D'Amico owns several properties that would be subject to the new rule in the neighborhood. He says it infringes on the rights of property owners and students. What's more, it would have no impact on apartment buildings where students have been partying for years.
If there's a single-family home, say there's a two-family right next to that single-family home. Well, I can put as many students as I want in the two-family home, but I can only put three in the single-family home. I don't think that the legislation is rationally related to solving the partying problem.
Around midnight on a Thursday, the neighborhood is transformed. Beer cans and red Solo cups already litter the street and lawns of student rentals. Music blasts out of the houses. People cluster on balconies, shouting to the packs of students below, roaming the streets in search of a party. On one street, a patch of blacktop behind a row of houses hosts hundreds and hundreds of kids. They're packed in like sardines. Pretty much all of them seem to be drinking. Students say things won't be this chaotic every night, but for a Thursday, this kind of partying is pretty much the norm. Not all these students are from Providence College, but Steve Morano, the public affairs officer for PC, says the school works with the community and the police to address the issue. He says they're constantly working with students to discourage the party culture.
We're not always successful with every single student, and I'm not telling you that all of our students who live in the neighborhood are angels, because they certainly are not. But on the whole, I think the large majority of Providence College students who live off of our campus are respectful of the neighborhood in which they live and the people that live around them.
But residents say whether it's 5% or 1%, it's still disrupting their lives. This ordinance is just one tool to attack what they call a multi-pronged problem. If it passes, landlords say they'll challenge it in court. Some legal analysts say they may have a case. What's the difference between a group of 22-year-old students partying and a group of 23-year-old non-students doing the same thing? The ordinance does, after all, apply to the entire city, home to plenty of bars and fresh graduates. For now, Elmhurst residents hold out hope that this small step will get them a little more peace and quiet. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.